Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, what excites you the most about a season opener?
I think optimism, too. You know what? I mean, we're pleasantly optimistic about our group right here. It's a young group, but we like what we see so far, Schultzy. And, again, there's 59 other coaches in college hockey are probably thinking the same thing, and that's the beauty of the beginning of the year. And we're 0-0. We like what we've seen. We've got a good culture. We've got a young, energetic group, and we like our leadership group. So I don't know if that answered the question, Schultzy, but, I mean, there's just a – you know, there's a variety of different things I like.
Your players and your fans certainly get revved up for this series. As a coaching staff, do you try to bring them back down to earth a little bit, or do you play off of it?
No, we don't say much, Schultzy. We try to prepare and plan the same way every year. So for every opponent, you know, every year, year after year, the same way. You want to try to obviously be even keel, keep it professional during the year. I think guys understand the magnitude of certain games, and you know, mostly later in the year when obviously you're coming down to, you know, crunch time with where we're gonna end up for the playoffs. And obviously, again, we don't have to sit there and try to, you know, get them revved up for North Dakota. I mean, they know exactly again who they're playing. So I don't think they need us trying to get them going, because I think we have to sit there and I think we have to come off to our players too that it is we do everything the same way. We're even keel. We're very professional in how we do our business. It doesn't matter who you play. It's the same. You know, it's the same game week formation, basically.
Your teams have won every opener since 2014. Preparation and knowledge of the system have to play a factor in that statistic somehow. How much credit do your veterans need to get for that kind of success?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Schultz, and you and I talked about this earlier. You know, I had no clue that we've had that much success in our home openers. I just hope it continues. But I think a lot of it, too, is all predicated on maybe the experience you might have as a team. And, you know, over the last 3 years, we've been probably a little older, you know. But, again, we beat North Dakota 5-1 4 years ago with a relatively young club. It's the same kind of that cycle of these kids right now. So, I don't know, Schultz. You can't pinpoint why. But maybe, again, we're always a little older team, you know, even our freshmen are a little older. Maybe that plays into it. But I can't probably be definitive right there, Schultzy. Maybe it's just luck, or maybe it's just the way everything played out. But I like the statistic, that's for sure.
The tempo is certainly going to be quicker tonight with a large freshman class. Have you done more small game stuff trying to get their tempo up to speed for tonight?
We have. Not only small games, but just the way we practice, just the intensity of which we practice. And we just want our guys playing at a high pace, because we just know, again, the game, you know, game pace is obviously different than practice pace. But the biggest thing is we just want to, you know, this is the way we do things. It's the way we play. And that's how you develop, too. You know, the higher pace you practice, you're doing things quicker, you're doing things faster. That's part of all player development right there. So that's the expectation for everybody.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. You've been asked this a million times. Who's the goalie tonight, Tom?
We're going to go with Hank Johnson, Schultzy.
There is no right or wrong answer in this kind of situation, is there?
No, it's tough. I mean, we've got three goalies who obviously are all very close. They're all very close. And, you know, there's obviously, again, you might pinpoint – you know, one or two things on why you're going with somebody. But at the end of the day, I don't want to overthink things. It's a long season. We got to let things play out. And we like all of our goalies. And, you know, Hank just got the nod tonight.
It's been a long time since you've had to make this kind of decision, hasn't it?
No question. It's been weird, actually, Schultz. Brad Berry and I were talking at the Beaver Pride luncheon today. And, you know, people always think it's easy making decisions. And you have compassion as a coach. We have three great kids, you know, in goal. And, hey, we have other players, too. You know, there's always players every night who aren't playing. And the toughest part of being a coach is putting that roster on the bulletin board on who's playing that night. And, you know, when you go over your lineup on Thursday, you put it on the bulletin board. It's not easy. And you have compassion for every guy who's not playing, and because you want everybody to play. And toughest part of being a coach, Schultzy, it's not fun. But it obviously, again, it's part of the job description.
Especially with as many young guys as you have, and you're not sure how they're going to react together with each other on a given line for game one, do you go more hard and fast rules of this is what I'm looking for in a top line right winger, left winger, this is what I'm looking for in a third liner, and just kind of put pieces of the puzzle together that way? Or how do you draw up a line chart?
Oh, a little bit. I think there's always you have a template that you want to use all the time, Schultzy, but it doesn't necessarily mean that template, you know that the template's going to be etched in stone, because you have what you have. It's not like we've got two minor league teams. We can't go to Double A or Single A or Triple A and bring people up, you know, that might fit that particular role, to be honest with you. And that's the one, probably the most difficult thing of college athletics, is that you kind of have a way you want to put your team together, but it doesn't necessarily work out that way, because sometimes, again, sometimes you recruit how you recruit, and you might want a certain player, but you might not get them, or that certain player may not, you know, they may not be exactly what you think they were. So a lot of times what you have to do is guys have to accept their roles, and they got to change their roles. They got to modify their roles, whatever.
And if you don't like it, do something about it in practice, right?
Oh, exactly. So there's a lot of those things too. But so it's you kind of have you have a blueprint, but it doesn't necessarily mean you use that blueprint all the time.
I'm sure you are more worried about the Beavers tonight than you are North Dakota, but is special teams where you draw the line of where your concern is for what they're doing as opposed to what you're doing?
I think both. I think their concern is our power play, and our concern is their power play. I think they're as nervous about our power play as we are about theirs, and that just happens early in the season. And me, it's just about our new, our new penalty killers. We have a lot of new penalty killers, not our defensemen, but our goalie and some forwards. So we've got a lot of new penalty killers right now that we're just trying to, we're trying to get them game ready in a short period of time, Schultzy. So that's where we're at a little bit.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.